but now she's doing better. She played a lot in that ball game anyway. Also, for tonight will be 5'8" junior Reese McNeely for the Tigers and 5'9" senior Chase Nolte. Out of the starting lineup tonight for the Tigers, 5'8" sophomore Ashley Kirkendall. She turned an ankle in practice yesterday and will be, she's dressed, but sitting over there on the bench right now for the Tigers and not going to play in tonight's ball game. For the Bulldog girls, for Coach Grant Cole, he will go with 5'5" senior Melody Billings, 5'7" junior Olivia Swanson, 5'4" sophomore Sydney Binder, 5'8" sophomore Zoe Baltenberger, and 5'8" senior Jaylee Darnell. Melody Billings, Olivia Swanson, Sydney Binder, Zoe Baltenberger, and Jaylee Darnell. You're starting five for this Tuesday evening basketball at Auburn High School. Said the two teams are out there getting their final warm-ups in. The conference tournament will start on Saturday. Fall City will be the third seed, and Auburn the fourth seed. I don't have the pairings yet. They probably got sent to me as I left work today, so I don't have those with me. But the East Central Nebraska Conference played next week. First round, it will be home games for the top seed, so Auburn and Fall City both get home games in round one coming up this week. We'll take one more two-minute timeout and be back with the tip on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny
101.3. And once again, we welcome you back here to the Auburn High School Gymnasium as we get ready for this basketball action on this Tuesday evening. I'm going to introduce the players to the crowd on hand here at the ball game. All right, we're introducing the officials. And now we're going to introduce the Fall City Tiger girls as we get ready to start this one. Other games going on around the area tonight will include Fall City State Hart out at Southern tonight. The girls' game, Fall City State Hart and Southern, both 14-3 on the year going into that ball game. The boys' game, State Hart's 11-5, Southern 11-4. Malcolm is at Johnson County Central tonight in Tecumseh, Pawnee City on the road to Lewiston, the Battle of Pawnee County tonight. And Lord Central Catholic will be at Sterling to take on the Jets in tonight's contest. And if you're later this week on Sunny 101.3 on Thursday night, we will have basketball from the Row Activity Center at Fall City Sacred Heart, where the Irish girls and boys will be playing host to the Johnson Brock Eagles. That's coming up Thursday night here on Sunny 101.3. So the Tigers are introduced now. They're getting the Bulldogs introduced, and we'll be ready to play basketball on this Tuesday evening. To the top of the hour, you're listening to Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City in Auburn. John Nix along with you here. Up on the deck above the floor here at Auburn High School. Tigers in the road black tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs, the home team, dressed in white. McKinley Shaw will step it in the center circle against Olivia Swanson for the Bulldogs. Auburn facing west. They'll go from left to right to the west bucket here in the first half this evening. Here at the top, and Shaw will control the ball to Maddie Jones. Off to Ava Armbruster down the left side, spins to the middle, out of the right side, and right off the hand of McKinley Shaw. Out of bounds, a turnover by the Tigers. So Auburn will get it back, and here they come up the floor. Into Melody Billings for three from the left circle. It's good. Melody Billings puts the Bulldogs up to 3-0 here. On the first shot of the game for the Bulldogs. Here's McNeely to the paint, inside, up and good. The assist to McNeely, the bucket for Chase Moldy, and we've got a 3-2 ball game. Oh. Shot up by the Bulldogs, and rebound brought down by Reese McNeely underneath as the shot was missed there by Baltenbarger. Now Shaw to the free throw line with the ball there. Chase Smoldy back over to McKinley.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Okay.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we welcome you back here where it's now 5-4 as two free throws are knocked down by Jaylee Darnell. I missed a basket by the Tigers and all that. Sorry for the technical difficulty we had there. Auburn tries to try to take it inside. Shaw off the hand to Jones. She fall on the pass and the ball taken away. Here come the Bulldogs up the floor, ahead into Darnell, forcing her way in off the glass. Up and good, and she has 4 points in the ball game at the 6-minute mark. 7-4, Auburn with the lead. All right, we come back to action. Maddie Jones, free throw line, over the top, trying to go to Chase Nolte, too tall on the pass. The Tigers have turned it over three times here in just over 2 minutes of play in this first quarter. 5:51 to go here. We get a timeout on the floor. Tiger down 7-4. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny
101.3. 5:51 to go here in quarter number one. The Tigers took the timeout to talk it over. So Shandy Armour is not going to be happy with those turnovers piling up here early in this first period. Down 7-4. Bulldog basketball. Starters all around yet. Nope, that's not right. Tigers bring Elise Poppy into the ball game now for Reese McNeely. Off the floor, over on the far side with the basketball, Olivia Swanson down to the baseline, pass out of there, taken away by Maddie Jones. Jones over to Poppy on the left side, back to Armbruster, front court. Left wing, holds the ball, and dribbles into the paint, and runs up a floater on the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Darnell for the Bulldogs. She'll hand the ball away now to Sydney Binder. Binder up the floor on the left side with it. Billings, free throw circle down the lane with the scoop up, no good. Rebound brought down by Armbruster. Ava on the run the other way with the ball. Passes one defender, leaves it back. Poppy didn't take the three, dribbles in. Back off now to Armbruster. Armbruster with a pick by Jones, went the other way. Maddie Jones just inside the arc, up and down. Jones with her first basket, or maybe her second. Missed one early. 7-6. Auburn with the lead. Up the floor. Ball loose on the floor. Now a scramble. It's kicked out of there. Last touch by Elise Poppy for the Tigers. So it's Bulldog ball. Auburn will bring into the game now Addie Maddox, a 5'6 sophomore, checking down Olivia Swanson. Bring the ball in, nearly stolen. It gets into Darnell. Jaylee will hand it off to Melody Billings. Billings working right side, throws to the middle. It's tipped. Gets through the ball and the burger. Now back out to Darnell. And now down in the corner, Binder back up. Billings set up three ball, up in her second one of the night. And Auburn leads now 10-6 on the second three-pointer by Melody Billings. Tigers come up the floor. Armbruster will, looking for a pick. Went to the baseline, keeps the dribble, reverses, cross the court. Tip to Poppy controls it. Now gives the ball to Shaw. Auburn playing man-to-man defense here. Now with the ball, Nolte, free throw line. The Jones dribbles in, pulls up, shoots up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Darnell of the Bulldogs. She'll get it to Binder, lobs it ahead, up the floor to Maddox, all the way to the hole, too strong. Rebound grabbed up by Maddie Jones of the Tigers. Away to McKinley Shaw to the front court with a dribble, stops. Pass it inside for Jones, misfired, fourth turnover by the Tigers here. 3:35 to go in the first quarter, 10-6, Bulldogs lead. Maddox with a try, throw back to the middle, off the ball to the brother, out to Billings for three from long range, no good, rebound grabbed by Nolte of the Tigers. Armbruster up the floor on the left side, cuts to the middle, free throw line, out to Shaw. In the free throw circle, it will be held by Nolte, and now off it goes to Poppy.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
All right, welcome back to Auburn. McKinley Shaw just made two free throws for the Tigers to make it a 10-8 ball game. 2:42 to go. Billings goes inside to Darnell, back out to the top for three on the front edge. No good by the Bulldogs. Darnell with the rebound, kicks it out right side. Binder can't make it. That first shot was put up there by Olivia Swanson. By Addie Maddox for the Bulldogs. Now left side, Shaw with it, goes inside, with it, shot up by Nolte, and she'll be fouled. She was behind the backboard when she shot that. Kind of got bailed out there by the Bulldogs. Foul on Auburn will go on Jaylee Darnell, her first. Team foul number one, Nolte free throw. Hit the front, went in. It's now 10-9. sorry about that. Somebody kicked our plug out. No power momentarily. In the game for the Tigers, Isabel Armbruster, a freshman, to come in at a guard for Shaw. Goldie's free throw nails the line drive. It's up. It's good. And we are tied at 10, our second tie of the ball game. Nolte checks out, back in for the Tigers now, Reese McNeely, with 2:15 to go here in quarter number one, 10-10. And now, out top, Darnell between the circles, right side, off to Binder. Binder, the left-hand dribble, a little give and go, knocked loose by Izzy Armbruster, picked off by McNeely. Now she'll get it to Poppy. Poppy with the basketball, now ahead with it, Maddie Jones. To the corner. Back out top from Izzy Armbruster to Poppy. Poppy drills, looks, needs help, bounces away to Jones. She can't get the shot away. Back to Poppy in the corner to McNeely on the right side. Jones, right circle on the block. Back out top now with it. Ava Armbruster down to the right side to McNeely. Beyond the arc, dribbles in, leaves it back to the top. Now left side, Poppy, the paint elevates up off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Addie Maddox for the Bulldogs. Long pass up the floor, now with it, Billy. She's going to fire up a three off the back iron, no good. McNeely comes down with a rebound for the Tigers. She'll get it away to Ava Armbruster, coming up the floor with it, into the paint, stops, pops on the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed, and Addie Maddox for the Bulldogs. Pushing the other way to Darnell. Layup, no rebound, out of bounds. Touch slap by Maddox. Tiger ball with 57 seconds to go in quarter number one. All right, 57 seconds left. Tiger ball coming up the floor with it. Ava Armbruster on the left side against the man-to-man. Works the free throw line out to McNeely. Back to the top, Poppy in the corner, right side, Jones with it. Maddie starting to back in, cut off by Darnell. Leave the ball back to the top, and it's Ava Armbruster trying the right side. Into the paint she goes. Get it to the top to McNeely. Underneath Poppy, pass tipped, and a steal. Fifth Tiger turnover here in quarter number one. 20 seconds to work for Auburn, trying to get the lead back here. 10-10 ball game. Right side, Swanson with it to the top, off to Maddox. Left side, Binder tries to move with the left hand, cut off. Back to Maddox. Six on the clock. Take the ball to the left side. Maddox going to drive, shoot it, miss it. Swanson the follow up and got it before the sound of the horn. And after one, it's Auburn 12, Fall City 10. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Auburn High School. 12-10 Auburn leads. Auburn with the basketball. Bring it in to Sydney Binder. On the left side, she'll hand the ball off there to Jasmine Kirkpatrick. Off the left side, driving it up, pass across, ball loose, Binder controls it. Out to the top, Swanson for three, up, no good. Rebound brought down by Nolte of the Tigers. That was Jamison Kirkpatrick, excuse me. Up the floor, McNeely, free throw circle, down to Nolte, dropped it. Holds it on the baseline, out top to Poppy. Poppy to the right side, out to Jones, around a defender, all the way in, scooped it, missed it. It comes down, goes off her hand, out of bounds. And I don't know if that ball hit her on the end of the fingers when they really tear him down in a hurry. Jones goes out of the ball game. Scholl, Nolte, Poppy, McNeely, and Eva Armbruster for the Tigers now. All right, Auburn to the front court, high post with it. And to Swanson, backdoor cut, and up is good and a foul on the layup. Swanson got the bucket to end the first quarter, gets one here to start the second quarter. Tiger foul will be on McKinley Scholl. Her first, team foul number two on Fall City. The free throw is good. A three-point play, and now the lead is five for the Bulldog girls. To the front, with a log in to the paint. Now over to Scholl on the left side. Dribbles into the free throw area. Now out to McNeely. She goes up, and she got fouled as she made a move to the bucket. Foul on the Bulldogs this time. This foul will go on Sydney Binder, her first, team foul number three on Auburn. Inbound, Armbruster down the lane, off the back iron, no. Scholl with the rebound for Fall City. Scholl trying to go inside to Nolte and lobbed it too far. Tiger just turned it over way too many times on the inside here in the early part of this ballgame. All right, inbounding will be the Bulldogs. Up the floor they come. Maddox pass is tipped out by Poppy. Bulldog ball right in the corner on the left side of the floor. Triggering in will be Jamison Kirkpatrick. Into the paint, gets it in there. Baltusberger turns, fires, won't go. Rebound off the Bulldogs out of bounds. 6.5 to play in the first half. Auburn leading 15-10. Armbruster to Poppy and back to Ava Armbruster. The ball headed up the floor now. Tigers walk it up to the left side. Now move to the right. Give the ball off to McNeely. In the paint with it. Nolte back out top. Ava Armbruster in the paint. Kicks the ball left side beyond the arc to McNeely. She drives. Pulls up. And she got fouled by Maddox with the block. Addie Maddox called for the foul. Team foul number four on Auburn. No, team foul number three on Auburn, excuse me. Looking at the wrong side. They called that a shooting foul. McNeely at the line, up, no good. Reese will get one more here. Billings back in along with Darnell for Auburn. Sitting down will be Baltusberger, and also sitting down Addie Maddox. McNeely at the line, free throw on the way up, and got that one. Her first point, and it's 15-11. 6:06 to go in the first half. Bulldogs up by four. Here's a three-pointer by Swanson. It's up, it's down, left side of the circle. Long one there by, no, that was 12. That was Kirkpatrick, excuse me, 12, not 22. Ponytail fooled me. 18-11, Bulldogs plus 7. To the front, inside, Jones, shot blocked. Blocked by Swanson, now coming up with it, Billings. Nobody looking for the Tigers. She drives by and gets fouled. Ball City did not hustle back, and they didn't turn around to see where the ball was. And they are called for the foul. That'll be number two on Reese McNeely. Team foul number four on Fall City. Timeout, 5:34 to go in the half. A 7-point Bulldog lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3.
14-11, Auburn with the lead. The timeout taken by Fall City. They're second here in the first half. This one's a full timeout. McKinley Shaw checking back in for the Tigers here. Once we get going again, there we go. Bulldogs break the huddle. Here comes Fall City. Melody Billings at the line to shoot two. She's got 6 points already. A couple of three-pointers in the first quarter. 5'5 senior gets set. Fires. Round and out over the other side. No good. She'll get another one here. Another one coming. Get set. Billings ready. Fires. Round, no good. Rebound, Maddie Jones for the Tigers. Here comes Ava Armour through the front court for the Tigers. Gets the man-to-man defense. Takes the ball to the left wing. Gets a pick. Fires across to Shaw. Fake the three. Drive. Oh, she might have walked. No call. Throws the ball across the lane. Chase Nolte grabs it, puts it in. She's got six. It's a five-point ball game at the 5:10 mark of the first half. Auburn with the lead. And the ball off now with the ball to the left corner. Binder loads up a three, and it's up, and it's good for three. Tell you what, Auburn is shooting it well. We saw them here last week in St. Hart. They did not shoot near this well. Now up the floor for the Tigers, down by eight. Shot up, Armbruster, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Darnell. And here come the Bulldogs, and a layup at the other end. The Tigers didn't get back again. Swanson now has seven, and the lead is 10, 23-13 at the 4:33 mark. Tigers with it. Shaw, left side. Five-game win streak for the Tigers. On the line here, down 10. Nolte, left side, inside to Jones in the paint, double team, gets it up, and in the hole, Maddie Jones gets the hoop. 23-15, 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Binder up the floor for the Bulldogs. Over to Billings, misfired. Apparently got the referee in a fan. And it's controlled with the Bulldogs, and now timeout called by Coach Grant Cole. He saw nothing good coming in that possession. Timeout Auburn. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Just under the four-minute mark to go in the first half. Billings will inbound for the Bulldogs. Right sideline between midcourt and the baseline. Goes backcourt to Binder with the inbound pass. Sydney up the floor to Jaylee Darnell. Holds the ball on the right side. Off the left, Binder loads up another three and buries another one. She hit two in a row. Binder's got six, and the lead is now 11, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Bulldogs. Tigers with it. Against the man-to-man. At the lane. A free throw circle. Nolte gives the ball off. Poppy forces it. Got, missed the shot. Got it back. And got fouled as she tried to put the ball up a second time. Elise Poppy will go to the line for the Tigers for the first time in this ball game. That foul will go on Zoe Baltusbarger, who picks up her second foul. Free throw for Poppy, off the mark, no good. Team fouls even now at four apiece. Poppy ready again. Free throw up and got it. One out of two, makes it a 10-point lead, 26-16 Auburn. Binder ahead, up the floor now to Maddox. On the left side, works toward the middle, off to Billings. Billings hands it to Binder. Binder cuts in, gives the ball to Darnell. Over in the left corner, drive around the defender, give it off into Darnell, ball loose, and it ends up in the hands of Chase Nolte for the Tigers. To Poppy, to Ava Armbruster, coming up the floor on the right side, over to Poppy. Tigers with it, free throw circle, now back over to McKinley Schull. Schull with just a pair of free throws so far, now to Maddie Jones, back out, Poppy, three ball, up, too strong. Rebound on the deck. Billings picks up, hands it to Binder. 2:38 to go in the half. Ahead on the left side, they misfired the ball to the Tiger bench, out of bounds. Ball City basketball. McNeely in for Matty Jones for Ball City. Tigers will inbound it. And up floor of the gun, Dave Armbruster. Morgan left with a dribble. Comes back to the right. Now seesaws back down on the baseline. Hand it off to McNeely. Tigers unable to penetrate this middle here. It looks like kind of a matchup zone here. Auburn's got one person out on the point of the defense. Now inside it goes and a miss by Nolte on the left side. No good. Rebound to Auburn. Up the floor. Binder to Billings. Billings driving down the lane, elevates, and a foul on the arm on Fall City. Who did we get here? We're opposite side of the scorer's table, so we can't tell who they're calling the fouls on. Foul is on Chase Nolte, her first. Billings' free throw is up. It's short, no good. Nolte now 0-for-3 at the line. Poppy is out. Jones back in for the Tigers. Free throw up and missed everything. And didn't do any good to save it in and missed like that on a free throw. Other team gets the ball. So, Tiger basketball with a minute 56 to go in the half, down by 10. Ahead to Shaw. Schull, free throw line, stops, underneath, wide open, and Nolte lays it up and good. The assist going to Tigers, McKinley Schull. Up the floor the other way, now an 8-point lead, Auburn. Melanie Billings with it, comes cross court with it to Swanson. Swanson to Binder, driving the paint, walked, fell down, able to throw the ball away. Referee tells Coach Annie Armbruster she was juggling the ball when she was traveling. Okay. Now back to Binder from Darnell. It's an interesting call. I've seen that a number of times this year. They say, well, they're juggling. They don't have control of it, so they're not traveling. All right, back it goes. Binder, minute 4 to go in the half. 26-18, Auburn with the lead. Tigers not necessarily in an unfamiliar position. They have trailed a number of times this year. Come back in the second half. Here's Billings for three. It's good. Nothing but net. Got 9 in the ballgame all on Longmans, and now lead back up to 11 for the second or third time this first half. Off the right side now, Ava Armbruster to the Tigers. I don't think they've taken a three-point shot yet. With it, Jones, McKinley Schull. Jab set, back over it goes to Jones, 27 seconds. To Schull, to McNeely, and now Ava Armbruster, left side wing, back to the top to Schull. Schull moves left, down the lane, pulls up, shoots, rebound by Swanson of the Bulldogs with 13 seconds to go. Binder throws it ahead to Billings, 8 on the clock. Billings moving left, going to fire another long one, off the mark, no good, rebound. Bounces around, McNeely picks up Jones for three from way behind the line. Throws it up at the buzzer, and it did not go. After one half of play, it's Auburn 29, Ball City 18. We're back after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at halftime in our girls game, and it is the Auburn Bulldog girls with lead over Fall City 29-18 at halftime. Auburn led 12-10 after one, and outscored the Tigers in the second quarter 17-8. Bulldogs have done well at the three-point line. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 triples in the first quarter, which would equal the same amount of points the Tigers have, and the Tigers don't have a three-pointer yet. For Auburn in the first half, Millie Billings, 9 points, all on three-pointers, 7 for Olivia Swanson, 6 for Sydney Byer on a couple of triples, 3 points for Jamison Kirkpatrick, and 4 in the first half for Jaylee Darnell of Auburn. For Fall City in the first half, she's only scored 8. Reese McNeely, 1, 2 for McKinley Shaw at the line. Maddie Jones had 4, and Elise Poppy had 1 for Fall City in the first half of tonight's ball game. Reese McNeely with 2 fouls for the Tigers, who ball to the park with 2 for Auburn. Nobody else in the ball game with more than one at this point. 29-18 in our girls game. Auburn with the lead at halftime. Coming up, following this one will be the boys, Auburn and Fall City. Stay tuned for that one. At the conclusion of our girls game, we'll be back with second half action. Coming up after we check in with our sponsors, the weather. And again, thank the sponsors that bring us high school basketball. We'll be back here in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3 with the second half.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 6 above. Winds out of the north at around 5 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 35. Lows dip down to about 22. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Thursday. Decreasing clouds by Friday. Highs in the upper 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Auburn, where we have a halftime score of 29-18. Ball City is going to have to play better defense. They got beat back two or three times. And they have also given up, what did I say, 6 threes in this ball game so far. 6 in the first half. We'll see how they do here in third and fourth quarter today. Those 6 threes, as we said, equal to the amount of points the Tigers put on the scoreboard. Tigers trailing now by 11, and that's where it's been the biggest lead out of the ball game for the Bulldogs. Auburn headed over to get their final instruction. It'll show Grant Cole. There's the buzzer. And now the Tigers head over to visit with Coach Andy Armbruster and his staff here as we get set for the third quarter tonight here at Auburn High School. Again, coming up on Thursday on Sunny, Johnson Brock Eagle girls and boys on the road in Falls City to take on the St. Art Irish at the Row Activity Center. Soup supper over there Thursday night if you're going to the Row Activity Center. Go hungry, Johnson Brock fans and Irish fans. They'll probably feed anybody, although they don't run out of soup, which they probably won't. Here come the teams out on the floor ready to roll. Tiger ball. Ball City will go to the west bucket, left to right, as we look at it here in the second half this evening. Dave Armbruster directing traffic. Spinning down, gets the ball out to McNeely. Through the zone, now Shull in the paint to McNeely. Back out to Maddie Jones, starts to move in. And now out to Shull again. spray that man-to-man defense here. Jones will fire for three. Short shoulder rebound. No, rebound. That's going to be off the Tigers. And it'll be Auburn basketball. Shull had an offensive rebound, could not connect on it. And it's going to be Auburn ball. We come back up the floor here. Auburn inside, now back outside for three off the front edge. No good. Shot put up there by Joe Paulson. Rebound grabbed up by Nolte of the Tigers. Going to the front, out to Shull. Fakes a three, starts to drive, now off to McNeely. Underneath it goes to Nolte. Spin, shot, short. Rebound on the deck. Baldensbarger picks it up and goes to Sydney. Up the floor with it is Sydney Binder. Now to Billings. Melody off the left side again to Binder. Spins around a defender. Now cut off and now comes back to the top. Baldensbarger and Darnell posting up. Take it out to Binder. Loads up that rifle shot from three. No good. Rebound to Reese McNeely. Tigers coming up the floor. Armbruster into the paint. Stop. Shot blocked. Taken out by Swanson, but it goes over to Chase Nolte. He grabs it and puts it in. She's got 10 in the ballgame now for the Tigers. 29-20 our score. Auburn to the top. Jaylee Darnell off the left side to Binder. Binder went right, now cut back left. Gives the ball in the middle. Ball to DeBarger, off to Swanson, back to Darnell at the top. Tigers continue their straight-up man-to-man defense. Top of the key, Baldensbarger off to Binder. Binder around one defender, and Maddie Jones is going to call for the block. That'll be the foul on Maddie Jones, first foul of the half on the Tigers. I've got her for one. Let's see, that's correct for the scoreboard. Jones now limping out of the game again. So into the game comes Elise Poppy. Jones limping on that left leg. Bring the ball in the paint. Darnell catches, shoots it, makes it. And it's now 31-20. The lead is 11 once again. Now with it. Poppy, left side. Inside, Nolte bounces off a defender, shoots, no, Darnell with the rebound for Auburn. 5.5 to play, and now Maddie Jones is headed off to get an ankle or something looked at here. Get him retaped, maybe. Lob the ball inside off the Bulldogs, Tiger ball, they try to get it inside there for Baldensbarger. And it's going to belong to the Tigers. Off the floor, McKinley Shull for Ball City now. Bringing the ball up. Dribble it, nearly lost it. Gets it away now to Armbruster. Armbruster will hold it. Work around. Now she'll float it up off the side. Got her own rebound. Missed again. And the rebound to Baldensbarger. And here come the Bulldogs with 4:52 to play. Billings left wing reverses back out of there with a dribble. We'll give it off to the top. Baldensbarger over to Binder. Fake the three, drive, shoots, it's on the rim, it won't go. Baldensbarger with a putback, up and down. So with their first two of the night, and the lead is now 13 for the Bulldogs. Up the floor, Armbruster with the basketball. Ava on the left side. Take the ball inside to Nolte. Back out over to the right side with the basketball. Now Shull. Inside pass taken away by Baldensbarger. He's had a good first 4 minutes of this third quarter. Jones got that ankle rewrapped. Now she's ready to come back in, or at least get her shoe on. Binder again, faking the three. Inside Baldensbarger. Back out to Binder for three. And there, off to the outside of the Bulldog girls tonight. That's three triples for Binder. That's number 7 in the ballgame, and it's a 16-point Auburn lead. We are back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
36-20, Auburn Hawk is a pistol from the outside. They've got 7 3-pointers in the ball game to 0 for Fall City. Tigers can't get untracked offensively. Chase Nolte leads the way with half their points with 10 out of the 20. Fall City ball in front of the Auburn bench. Comes in to Elise Poppy. Auburn now, let's see, yeah, playing man-to-man yet. Off to McNeely, and the ball is knocked away from her. It's Tiger ball. Say, Baltenberger touches it last for Auburn. McNeely will inbound from the sideline. Gets it in there to Armbruster. Works to the middle. And her pass off to Shull. McKinley in the right corner. Dribbles baseline. Pass inside. Poppy. Partially blocked from behind. Ballenberg comes down with it. 3:25 to go in the third. And a runner off the side of the backboard. Out of bounds. The shot put up there by the Bulldogs. Jameson Kirkpatrick, who entered the ball game on that break. And here come the Tigers. To the front court. With it. Out top, Poppy. Poppy with it. Over to Shull. Right side, McNeely. And the Tigers playing catch around the three-point line. And now down right. Jones coming off the bench. The next break for Ball City. And now driving up. Poppy pulls up. Shot blocked. Out of there. Shot blocked by Olivia Swanson. Out of bounds. Here comes Nolte and Jones in for the Tigers. And the Tigers playing without Ashley Kirkendall tonight, 5'8 sophomore. Injured an ankle last night in practice, so she's out. Normally starts for Fall City. Not playing tonight. Now, bring it in. Shull shot. Block. But a foul on the Bulldogs here. That foul we called on Jameson Kirkpatrick. First foul of half on the Bulldogs, and that's her first foul of the game. Shull's free throw on the way up and good. Kaylin Shull, 3 for 3 at the line. That's her point total for the night. Getting ready for the second one here. On the way up and got them both. 36-22. In the backcourt, Sydney Finder, guarded by Armbruster in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt, fires it across, now up to Kirkpatrick. Left sideline. Leaves the ball to Kirkpatrick. Now with it. Darnell off the left side to Finder. Sydney Finder with the basketball. Sophomore with the dribble. Bounce pass inside to Darnell. Back out it goes. Finder will fire from 15 on the rim. No. Rebound to Poppy for the Tigers, and out of there to Ava Armbruster. Off the right side, throw it ahead to Shull, fires from 15, got it. Her first field goal, she's got 6, and now it's 36-24. Tigers chip 4 off the lead. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side, Maddox with it, on the baseline, stolen by Jones. Jones with it. Goldie, and now into the hands of Ava Armbruster. Right side, Jones. Now with the basketball inside, Nolte spins, shoots, no. Rebound off the Bulldogs. Two Bulldogs had inside position. And one of them touched it last. Now, Sydney Binder gets up. Looks like she kind of tweaked an ankle, and she went up and came down for that rebound effort. So Shull will trigger. And throws it right in the middle, bouncing, and Auburn steals it. Nobody came to get it on the bounce, and now a foul from behind on the Tigers. Who did he get, Mr. Official? He got number 1, Ava Armbruster. her first foul of the ball game. No, he put that on McKinley Schull, 13, not 11, excuse me. But Schull called for the foul. Auburn will inbound. That is the second foul of the half on the Tigers. Bring the ball in now to Melanie Billings. She'll hand the ball off. Darnell cleans the circles with the basketball, looking to his left side. Darnell to Billings, and now off to Baltonsberger. Inside Darnell, working the paint, shot rejected, but a whistle, and a Tiger foul to be called on Elise Poppy. Her first, team foul number three. Coach Andy Armbruster telling the officials, that looked pretty clean from my angle, sir. Darnell at the line, 6 points, 2 for 2 at the line, and this one won't go. Could get another one here. Out of the game goes Shaw for the Tigers. Back in to the game now is going to be Reese McNeely. But Darnell with another one on the way up, and she got that one. That gets her 7. The lead is back up to 13 now. The minute 15 to go in the third quarter. To the front court of the basketball. Armbruster spins off the right side to Poppy. Back out top. Now it's going to be kicked way out top. McNeely to Jones, dribbling into the paint, attacking the basket. It's up, it's short. Rebound brought down by Billings. Billings, the senior, will bring it up and now throws it ahead. Kirkpatrick into Darnell. Knocked loose, she can control of it. In the paint, Baltonsberger, ball loose. Baltonsberger's got it. Throws it out to the corner. Billings for three, why not? She's got a dozen in the ball game, all on three-pointers tonight. That's 8 threes for the Bulldog girls. Now coming up the floor with it with 21 seconds to go. Tigers down 16 for the second time tonight. Here's Armbruster, jumper just inside the free throw line, up and good. Ava Armbruster gets her first bucket of the ball game. 2 seconds, and Auburn had no, oh, that's 9, so excuse me. Those baskets hanging down, we can't see the time very well. Billings with it, 3 on the clock, throws it over the top, tried to get it underneath to Addie Maddox. Tigers will get it back with 1.6 seconds to go in the third. In for Fall City is Hannah Collier. She'll trigger it in. And Auburn is going to press, so there's really nowhere to go, get it into Jones. And she'll heave it off the backboard, but it would have been late anyway. 40-36 Auburn after three. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. The Auburn Bulldog girls lead Fall City 40-26 to start the fourth period. It comes into Sydney Viner, the backcourt guarded by Hannah Collier. Auburn has been hot from the outside with 8 triples in the ballgame. Now on the right side, Viner with it. And her toss will go to the backcourt. Darnell will go back and retrieve it. That's over and back. Fall City gets the basketball. Fall City is 8 out of 10 at the free throw line of the game. And then Collier up the ladder. She went up to get it, made a nice catch. Inside Nolte. Excuse me, that's Jones on the right block. Back out to Schull. Poppy over the right side to Collier. Hannah moves to the paint. Down to Jones, bounce pass right at her feet. Held ball is going to stay with the Tigers this time. Bounce pass is a great pass, but you can't throw it at the feet of the person you want to get it to. Poppy back in. Moldy back in for the Tigers. Poppy will sit. Collier will sit for Fall City. McNeely will bring it in. Oh, threw it out of bounds. Tried to go to the backward. Kind of lost her balance on the inbound. And Auburn will have to inbound now all the way back at the baseline after that. So here we go. Bring it in. Now Auburn up the floor quickly. Leave it off to Darnell on the left side. Bringing it up there was Addie Maddox. Maddox gets it back. She drives to the hole. Layup. No. Rebound brought down by McNeely. Out of there it comes. Up the floor is Shaw. Shaw on the left side. Make it right side now. Ava Armbruster pulls up. Shoots on the rim. No. Rebound. Auburn had it. They're out of bounds. Tiger basketball underneath their own bucket. McNeely will inbound here for Ball City. Everybody in the corner of the lane. They break, and she gets it into Jones on a little lob. Addie used up her dribble, guarded by Darnell. Somebody's got to come help her. Armbruster comes around, takes the ball. Now she'll dribble it. Out top, McNeely between the circles. And Scholl's pass goes off Billings. Scholl got it back, hands the ball underneath the Moldy, and she'll go to the line to shoot two as she gets fouled on the shot attempt. 10 points for Chase Moldy in the ball game, looking for 11 and 12 here. Auburn foul on Melody Billings, her first of the ball game and number two on the team. Free throw for Moldy is good. She is 3 for 3 at the line for Ball City. In for Auburn comes Olivia Swanson. They're playing still without Leah Grant and Harmony Frank, a pair of seniors. That would normally see a lot of playing time. Second free throw good, and it's 40-28 with 6:35 to go in this girls game. To the front court on the right side of the basketball now. It's going to be Binder back out to the left side to Billings. Ball in the runner, pass tipped by Jones. Saved from going over the line by Billings. Left side to Binder. It would have been okay if she could have went back for it with a touch by the Tigers. And here's a give and go to Darnell. And an offensive foul on Jaylee Darnell. Bulldog coaches and fans are, well, I would say questioning, but that's not exactly they're protesting. A better word for it. Jaylee called for her second foul of the ball game. Team foul number 3.5 on the Bulldogs. Each team called 3 times here. 6:05 to go in the fourth. Bulldogs up by 12. Defending the home court well here tonight against the Tiger girls. Addie Jones out top off the left side. Lob it into Noldy, makes the catch, left block, up and good. Bulldogs have not had an answer in there for Noldy. She's got 14 of the Tigers, 30. Up the floor with the ball comes Billings. Down on the right side now and back out top, Darnell. Jaylee holds it, looks, gets the man-to-man. Nobody guard her, so she'll go over to Billings on the right wing. Melody gives the ball back out top again to Darnell. Darnell holds, will give the ball up for Swanson. Swanson drives, reverse, and out, back out. Billings for 3, in and out, and no. Went back, almost went in after hopped out of there. Tiger rebound to Noldy. Ahead now to Shaw. Tigers can't afford to stand around and take 30 seconds or more to get a shot off here. They got to run some motion, get some shots. Back to Jones. Miss Hanley got it back. Now it's Armbruster to Shaw. Left side. Armbruster again. Into the paint. Turn around. Up short. Saved by Shaw, but it goes to the Bulldogs. Bulldog basketball with 4:37 to go. To the front. Billings with it. Out top. Darnell. holes between the circles. The Tigers come out and guard her. She goes right around Nolte, throws it up off the glass, and she'll be fouled by the Tigers here and go to the line to shoot two. The foul on Maddie Jones, who had to come out and help after they got around Nolte out top. At the line, Haley Darnell, free throw up and good. She's got 8 points in the ballgame now. 4 out of 5 at the line at this point. Nolte out, McNeely out for the Tigers. Poppy back in along with Hannah Collier. Second free throw for the Bulldogs senior off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Maddie Jones. Gets the ball out of there and up the floor with it comes Hannah Collier. Collier's cross-court pass stolen away. Swanson layup at the other end is good. Looked like she might have fallen it. No whistle. And it's now 43-30. To the front, Poppy to Collier. Over to Shaw. Moving into the paint. Stops, slid. Gets it to Jones. Maddie back to Poppy for three. Off the mark, no. Rebound to Darnell. Darnell to Binder at the 3:47 mark of the ball game. And the lead is 13. Willick on the right side. Billings to Darnell and now to Binder. Binder drives, lost it. Dishes it underneath. Darnell shot blocked by Shaw. Comes down to Poppy. Ahead to Jones. Forces it in and a blocking foul. Called here on Auburn. Bulldog foul put Maddie Jones at the free throw line to shoot two. Her first trip to the line tonight. That foul on Melody Billings is her second. Both here in the fourth quarter. Jones free throw up. She'll go. She'll have one more coming here. Nolte back in for the Tigers and Poppy back in. McNeely will come in if the free throw is made. Up and good on the hop. 43-31. Jones out. McNeely back in for the Tigers. Auburn inbound. Backcourt Billings to Binder. Pressure by Armbruster. Throws it over the top. Billings with the catch. Now it goes to Billings into Darnell, back out top. Baltonsberger with the basketball. Now over to the left side of the floor. Billings with it again, driving underneath, reverse layup, with the right hand up and good. She's having a night. 14 for Melody Billings. The lead is 45-31. Timeout called with 2:59 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
2:59 left in this ballgame. Auburn in control, up by 14. They led 12-10 into the first quarter and outscored the Tigers by 9 in the second period to take a 29-18 lead. And they added 3 more to it in the third quarter. They led by as many as 16 a couple different times in the ballgame tonight here at Auburn High School. Auburn took a full timeout, and now here come the players back on the floor. We're ready to go again. All right, Eva Armbruster will inbound for the Tigers. Coming up the floor, Armbruster with it, gets the man-to-man. Off the right side to Shaw, and now to Jones, down in the corner to Poppy. Goes inside, Nolte, bounces off her head, went right through her hands, right off her forehead, and right to the Bulldogs. That's a bad bounce there. Swanson went the other way, reverses on two Tiger defenders with a dribble. Now throws to the corner to Binder. Binder on the right side wing, dribbles in, back out, Swanson, left side, down in the corner with it. It's Kirkpatrick. To Binder, to the corner to Swanson. Auburn content to let the time run here. Tigers have only committed four fouls here. And with a 14-point lead, I don't know if the foul is going to be much good here, put him on the line or not. Darnell with it. Defense comes out. She goes around the defense, down to Binder. Now back again. Off to Kirkpatrick. A little weave out top. Darnell handles it. Back near the midcourt circle. Comes left. Needs help. Looking. Gets the ball off to Sydney Binder again, the sophomore. Over to the right corner. Near midcourt. Now inside the ball goes. A shot. No shot. Foul before the shot. As old Baldberger put it up and in. They got foul before that. So, here we go from the baseline for Auburn with a minute 40 to go. Out top, Binder dribbles it, hands it away now to Swanson. Swanson over to Binder. The Tigers try a double team. Can't get to it. Binder through traffic with the dribble. Back out it goes. Darnell, 20 more seconds off the clock. As we said, it really didn't do the Tigers any good to foul. Out on the left side now. Moving the ball up. It's going to be Binder from Kirkpatrick. There's a reach-in foul on Fall City. That will be their sixth team foul here. Fall City foul on Ava Armbruster. That's her first second of the game. Team foul number six. Poppy is out. Nolby is out for the Tigers. Now Auburn from midcourt will inbound the basketball. Looks backcourt to Binder with a minute, 8 to go. Binder to the front to Kirkpatrick. Holds it, dribbles. Down on the left sideline. Binder will stand there and hold it. And now a foul on Ava Armbruster. Well, again, you're down 14 to 56 seconds. If you're going to foul, put him on the line. Should have done that about 2.5 minutes ago or more. Team foul number 7. Foul is on Armbruster, her third. Sydney Binder at the free throw line for 1-1. It's up and good. 46-31. Goldie back in for Ball City. Out of the game for Ball City goes Dizzy Armbruster, Isabel out of there. Free throw no good. Rebound to McNeely. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Here they come to the back. She got it away to Jones. Back to McNeely. Dribbles up underneath. Layup is good. Reese McNeely with her first field goal has 3 points in the game. It's 46-33. To Kirkpatrick in the backcourt against two or three Tigers. And now a foul with 33 seconds to go. Coach Andy Arbor says, no sense in doing that now, girls. At the free throw line will be the Bulldogs. At the line, Kirkpatrick. 3 points to the ball game and make it 4 if she hits the free throw. Jameson Kirkpatrick makes it 47-33. Up, short. Rebound to the Bulldogs, put back up, and good by Balthasberger, her second hoop of the night. I think she got the first one of the game, and now the lead is 16 for the third time. To the front, Shaw, free throw line, and a little bit under it. Well, 8-footer up and good. She's got 8 points. 3 seconds to go, and the ball rolling down the floor. 4, now 7 cents, talk to two of us. Ahead up the floor, they look for Darnell, and she catches it on the baseline. We got a foul out top on the Tigers on Ava Armbruster. That's her fourth. So another 1-1 for Auburn here before we end this one with 2.4 seconds to go. Hannah Collier enters the ball game for the Tigers. And the line goes Swanson. 9 points, make it 10 for the Bulldog Junior. 50-35, the lead is 15. Second free throw ready, it's up, it's good. Ball City will inbound, Shull will fire it, and that's the ball game. Auburn 51, Fall City 35. We're back and wrapping it up in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.